What are the mullahs behind the scenes in Iran? What are they thinking of Trump? Are they thinking that they're going to go out of business, or they're going to make a deal with him, or they're going to have a big fight?
They already knew they were out of business because they're out of oil.
Right.
They're out.
Out of oil. Why are they out of oil? Because they can't sell it?
They got it all. They pumped out. They pumped all the way through. They're done.
Really?
They knew this. That's why they were trying desperately to find anything else to do or have or be or make or have. It was a sandbox. It's still a sandbox. You don't frack in sandboxes. It's over.
What about the factor of America being able to be an energy exporter? Does that have any factor in the weakening also of Iran, besides if what you're saying? Because that's, I've never heard that before, that Iran is out of oil. Yeah.
There'll be no Aramco because of it. They were trying to get that done, but it's not going to make it.
So, well, what can they do then if they don't have oil? Will they still be an Islamic Republic?
Whoa. What did they always do? Nothing. What are they doing now? Nothing. What are they going to do in the future? Nothing.
Nothing in terms of what? Historically speaking, or?
What do they do for a country as a country? You got the Sunnis, the Kurds, and the Shiites. Have they agreed for 1 second in the last, say, 3,000 years?
How did the Kurds rise out of it? And why are there three groups? Where did the Kurds sort of spring out of all this?
The high road, the upper nobility, the zeitgeist religious zealots that oversee the San Nigra capacity of hierarchy.
And where do they line up in that?
But they're that.
They're the descendants of a noble class?
No. That's just their pretend. I'm a religious something, and I'm superior to you all, the rest of you Sunnis.
Oh, that's how they feel, and their thing is like, yeah, these guys have the wrong idea of reality. We got it right. They've always felt
correct.
That.
That's right.
Is their idea of reality good or is useful or valid?
No, they're faking it, Dave. They're faking it.
We don't care.
Yeah?
We don't care.
They're liars.
No, just saying.
How could you make a sweeping statement like that? The Kurds are liars. How could you say that?
Because I'm Bob.
Tell the truth.
I know, because you're Bob.
Well,
and they don't. And they don't.
Bob said it. You believe it.
He's close.
They don't. And they don't tell the truth.
Who? Their representatives?
The Kurds.
The Kurds, because I have a good image of Kurds.
Well, get rid of it.
Well, congratulations.
CKLN.
Oh, Lord, it's a broken social scene. Be careful there.
Okay, so now, I notice he'll say, and it's very persuasive, he's like, look, your country could just do so damn well, you know. He really, it's like, it's pretty enticing. It's like, why don't you, okay, let's talk about his deal that he's offering for the Middle East. And he said, that's the ultimate deal. He said at a press conference, he goes, we would say that deal is like peace between Israel, or the Palestinians and Israel. That's like impossible. He says, but I'm going to try and do it. And they said, but the Palestinians aren't even participating in it, so you're off to a bad start. And he said, well, they're just being cute by not participating, but I still
he's got a Hasidic Jew over them now. So
that doesn't feel good for them. They don't like what are the Palestinians thinking?
What do you think they're thinking? When Jared Kushner's over them now, what do you think they're thinking?
That basically the other tribe is calling the shots.
Computer says yes.
Yeah, so that's a bit hard to take for your pride.
But whoa, whoa, whoa. In about 2 seconds, he's going to flip that around. He's going to say, turn, just like Bob, he's mm-hmm. going to say, turn or burn. And they're going to say, well, we're going to burn. And they go, okay, you understand. The Iron Shield is holding. We're good. Do something. Say something. Say something. Yeah, say something. For
Steve, the Iron Shield. The Iron Shield is the big dome protecting Israel.
Right, the missile.
Well, they got some special high
defense
tech
system.
Stuff.
Oh, an update.
Okay. Yeah.
Because they're going to need it?
Yeah. Now, don't go talking shit, Bob. There you go.
You're talking out of your ass.
We're stop
trying to peddle news lines. They're headlines.
Yeah, poor BB. Poor BB's wife got some new drapes and they got all pissed off at her, so it's ridiculous what she had.
Well, where did she get those drapes?
Today. that was what they indicted. She admitted to absconding some money somewhere over some silly drapes or something, but it's silly.
So, with Trump's appeal to the mullahs, are they going to want to make Iran great the way Jared Kushner and Donald Trump are hoping the Middle East will be great, or do they oppose that?
The who oppose it?
The people who control Iran right now, the mullahs, that whole regime that's been there since 79. Do they think, you know what, well, sure, okay. Or they want a strict Islamic Republic.
Wait, I'm sorry to answer, Dave.
I'm sorry.
No, they're fleeting. Their power is fleeting, all but gone. And that's what they're waiting on now. Once that sets down, don't remember what happened to Baghdadi, don't you?
That seems different, though, eh? Was he that hated
by
his people?
Wait a minute. Today, it seems different.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought you'd see Mubarak blasted out of Egypt, did you? Would you?
And yet, a couple years later, the same sort of, you know, crew are back in control.
After Egypt is absolutely decimated, and the spoils of Egypt have been hauled to Bob's house from all over the world, to Bob's little hole, what he calls an island over there.
Over what period did that take place? Over what period did that looting take place?
How long was Mubarak down or gone?
Really? So, like, say from what, about 2012 to about 2015, maybe 2-3 years?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been solvent for some time, but he really started blowing out. He's about to fill the library now, so yeah, it's pretty good.
This is Bob you're referring to.
Yeah, he's referring to me, Dave. Yeah. You wouldn't believe what I got here. The gold and everything just keeps pumping in. they're all trying to get hooked up to the new currency, which is better than anything anybody has in art, gold, sculpture, treasures. So they're giving
the only thing that's a little bit iffy is the 80-foot stone obelisk that he's trying to put in the backyard.
Don't like that.
Yeah, it's blocking the sun.